Welcome back to the Finchsiders on this Thursday. It's the bye week for the Dolphins, but obviously plenty going on around the National Football League and involving this team. Talk a little bit more about it. Former Dolphin and current Fox Sports 1 analyst Brendan Iambideo joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. As we mentioned, he now works for Fox Sports 1. Of course, he's coming off a Super Bowl victory with the Baltimore Ravens last season. First off, congratulations on getting that ring last year.
Thanks. It's like every time I pop in and talk to someone I haven't talked to in a long time, they congratulate me. So I'm wondering how long it's going to be before they stop congratulating me. But for now, keep the kudos coming. It makes me feel good. Adds a little pep to my step every day. You guys just remind me I'm a Super Bowl champ. So just keep the pleasantries coming.
Yeah, hey, absolutely. Our pleasure. At least through this year's Super Bowl, I think you'll be fine. After that, you never know. The compliments might start going to other people. How's life in television and working for Fox Sports 1 out in California?
Oh, man, it's so fun, with Fox Sports 1 being a new channel and bringing on so much talent. I get to see Randy Moss or Rondé Barber, Brian Urlacher, of course, and just I get to see so many cool guys. It's like I'm still playing football without having to go out there on the football field and bang and beat myself up. But, a lot of guys, when you retire, the thing you miss most is the camaraderie and the sportsmanship with other guys. So I still get to have that. I still get to talk about football. And then I get to do a bunch of fun stuff with Fox and write and cover UFC and do all these different things to express myself. So it's been an amazing experience. I'm really enjoying it.
Great stuff, and you're doing a wonderful job out there. Let's talk a little bit about our Miami Dolphins down here, 3-2. And I think for a lot of people, if they would have looked at the Dolphins' schedule before the season and you would have told them, hey, you're going to be 3-2 after going to Cleveland, going to Indy, coming home for Atlanta, going to New Orleans, and then playing the defending Super Bowl champions in the first five games, they would have said, okay, I'll sign up for that. But obviously when you start 3-0 and then you lose the last two, it changes the taste in a lot of people's mouths. What have you seen from the Miami Dolphins through these first 5 weeks?
Yeah, well, especially in the first few games, you saw ball control. You saw them getting after teams on defense. And then in the last couple games, you saw not so much ball security, a little bit stagnant on offense. And then the defense was not doing what they did in the first 3 weeks. So, but I think overall, if you look at the package and the whole book of work that they put together through five games, you're looking at a really good football team, a team that's doing a lot better than people had anticipated. And, I like some of the additions they did in the offseason with Ellerbe and Wheeler and some of those things. So I think this team's going to go nowhere but up.
Ellerbe obviously pretty well, a couple of the linebackers for the Baltimore team the last couple of years. I think a lot of people, when he signed with the Dolphins, said, all right, he's going to bring some leadership, he's going to bring some, dynamic play to the Miami Dolphins, and so far we've seen that. He's the guy making all the calls in the middle of that defense. He seems to be very capable of kind of being a run from sideline to sideline kind of guy and make the tackles. What do you know about Donnell Ellerbe that maybe we don't, since you were teammates with him?
Yeah, well, I think the thing about Donnell, he's always been a superstar. Coming out of college, he had a lot of acclaim. His nickname is the Phenom. But for some reason, whatever happened his last year in college, he didn't get drafted. The Ravens took a chance, made him a rookie free agent, gave him a contract, and all of a sudden he's starting, and he's right there in the mix right next to Ray Lewis. So with that being said, who taught him everything he knows about football on a professional level when it comes to recovery, when it comes to preparation, it comes out there and playing a football game and executing a game plan? Well, Ray Lewis did. So he's really the next closest thing living to Ray Lewis. Now that Ray Lewis is retired, you're going to see some of those things in Donnell Ellerbe, the style of play, the leadership, and going out there and playing football sideline to sideline. And that's something that a lot of people don't know. He really didn't make a lot of noise or a lot of chatter. But when teams are doing game planning and teams are looking at dynamic players on other teams, who they need to block, who they need to stop, he had been that guy that had been in the game plan. So now you get to see him lead the Baltimore market, emerge in the Miami market, and he's going to go out there, he's going to do some damage. So he's kind of a name, kind of a sleeper, but he's a really good player, an underrated player.
Yeah, and doing really nicely for the Dolphins so far. We're speaking with three-time Pro Bowler Brendan Iambideo, now an analyst for Fox Sports 1. Let's talk about the Ravens, the team you left, and the team that Donnell left. We just saw them the other day. It was kind of an ugly scratch and claw kind of win for the Ravens against the Dolphins. A lot of people saying they just aren't the same team as they were last year. And I guess to an extent, that's stating the obvious. No team is the same team, the year after they win the Super Bowl. But are you surprised by some of the struggles that they've had, particularly offensively?
Yeah, of course I'm surprised. But you look at some of the guys that left that team, and particularly, when a quarterback has their go-to guy, when Brady has a Wes Welker, when Joe has an Anquan Boldin, you see an offense that can really flow. So to lose Boldin, it really hurt the offense. And really, with Boldin and Pitta underneath, I mean, that was everything for the offense. And then you had Torrey with the deep threat, and Jacoby Jones with a deep threat as well, and then Ray Rice doing his thing. So it's like they could attack you at every level on the field, and you lose, you know, two of those underneath guys, and all of a sudden all you have is a deep threat and all you have is a run game. Really, you can stop the run game, put everybody in the box, and just double up on your deep threat. So really stagnated the offense. And then on defense, you lost like eight or, you know, maybe seven or eight guys on defense, and of those seven or eight, you know, probably five or six were starters. And you lost starters at every level in that defense, from the defensive line to the linebacking core and right into the secondary. And the thing that makes this defense so dynamic, the style of defense that Dean Pees is running, is communication. You have to be on the same level, on the same page with all the guys, and you have to talk. So when you lose all your leaders in those three levels of the defense, now who's the communicator? Who's the talker? And who's really the gel or the glue that's keeping this whole defense together? You lost all those pieces. So you can go out there and you can teach X's and O's all day, but it's really about the players communicating. And now the guys are starting to get on the same page and they're communicating, and you really have to talk a lot in this defense. You look at a guy like Rob Ryan, who is running this exact same defense in Dallas. He couldn't get those guys on the same page. The defense was terrible. Now Rob Ryan, he goes to the Saints, and he really has those guys playing great defense. And that's the same thing they need to do in Baltimore. Get the guys on the same page, get them communicating, and they're going to start playing some really good ball. And now you're starting to see that. And I figured it was going to take some time, because that communication and learning how to play with each other, that's not something that's going to happen in a few months. It's really going to take on the football field, real life type of experiences, and these guys are finally starting to do it. So I'm glad to see it.
Yeah, the Ravens, like the Dolphins, 3-2 through 5 weeks, although probably feeling a little bit differently than Miami is. Quickly, you think if you pumped Ozzie Newsome, you know, full of truth serum, and you asked him if he'd do the Anquan Boldin trade again, what do you think he'd say?
Man, I mean, I just don't know if there was any other way to get it done. I mean, you have to look at the cap structure and really how you're binded and handcuffed with the cap, because, you know, there's a ceiling to it and there's a bottom to it. So I just don't know if there was a way that they could have gotten it done. If there was a way to get it done, then I think for sure. I mean, he's shooting himself in the foot right now, and he's really upset and wishes he could have found a way to get it done. But I just didn't think that, you know, they didn't see themselves losing Pitta. They didn't see themselves losing Jacoby Jones. And then, you know, with the age factor, they anticipated, or they thought they were being, you know, kind of proactive in getting rid of Boldin. But really, he's still a high-caliber player. He's still doing all the same things that he's been doing his entire career. So, yes, they're definitely upset that they didn't keep him. But at the same time, I don't know if there is a way that they could have kept him.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick saying thank you very much. Great stuff. Brendan Iambideo, now an analyst for Fox Sports 1. You've really been one of the more outspoken, you know, leadership out in front guys when it comes to gay rights particularly, but not only within pro football. I feel like we haven't heard or read a big story involving that, you know, really since the season started. What's the status in your mind of this situation? Because it's a giant story, not only for the National Football League, but in all pro sports and college sports, I guess, and probably even farther down the line than that into the high school ranks. Do you think that we're getting closer and closer to being at a point where someone would feel comfortable, you know, saying to his teammates, you know, and saying to his organization that he is a gay football player?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know how comfortable the guys are going to be. I mean, you just look at some of the stuff that's happening around the league, you know, with the talks with Kerry Rhodes and what was going on with that situation, and I don't know what was rumored and what was factual and whatnot, but to see him not in the league, and then you see Jason Collins in the NBA isn't on a team right now, and Chris Cluey's not on a team right now as well. So it's, you know, you kind of look around and, you know, some of these guys are allies, and some of these, you know, of course, Jason Collins, everybody knows what's going on with him. So, you know, you kind of just wonder and you scratch your head, do guys feel safe in this current day and age, in this environment? And you just don't know. So from my standpoint, I just can continue to work and can continue to break down barriers. You saw what happened at Ole Miss last week with athletes yelling homophobic slurs during a play of the Laramie Project. So, you know, the environment, it's getting safer, it's getting better, but still, we still have a lot of work to do. So until then, we're going to continue to push forward, and we're going to use guys like Ezra Tuolo, who's an out retired gay player, and continue just to get our message out there of an inclusive and a safe environment, and continue to work for progression in society.
Great stuff. Brendan Iambideo, appreciate the time today. You can catch Brendan on Fox Sports 1. You can read him on foxsports.com. Thanks for the time and the insight. Thank you.
All right, thanks for having me on. Go Fins.
There you go. Brendan Iambideo, the former Dolphin, on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.